This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
After I've annihilated every single girl in the sorority house, I'll take to the streets of Isla Vista and slay every single person I see there. All those popular kids who live such lives of hedonistic pleasure while I've had to rot in loneliness for all these years, they've all looked down upon me every time I tried to go out and join them. They've all treated me like a mouse. Well, now I will be a god compared to you. You will all be animals. You are animals, and I will slaughter you like animals. I'll be a god, exacting my retribution on all those who deserve it. And you do deserve it.
Well, that's Elliot Roger, who is the alleged shooter of seven people that died. Well, three of them he reportedly stabbed first. So we're going to see a move to ban guns, which we're already seeing, but not knives. And, of course, California already has extremely draconian victim disarmament laws, and it's in most cases these shooters are these trendies, trendy wannabes, narcissists who are under psychiatric evaluation and drugs. And I think if you study it, it has been the case in most other cases, that he'll end up being on psychotropics. The larger issue here is that the Southern Poverty Law Center, CIA-run feminist groups, you name it, are running around in circles right now saying, see, we got to ban guns. And they've got some of the victims' family members out saying, you know, this is a monstrosity of craven cowardice of the NRA. Well, what about the local knife manufacturers or knife sellers? Are they to blame? No, it's not the knife's fault. Even though he killed three of the seven, or almost half the people, reportedly, allegedly, with a knife, stabbed three people at a sorority house to death, and then went off to kill, quote, blondes. And, I mean, this guy just comes off as an incredibly narcissistic punk creep who was constantly calling the police, they're reporting in the Santa Barbara News. The sheriff's department's had a press conference. If someone he lived with he thought stole candles worth $22, or if he got in a fight with somebody and somebody kicked his butt, he would call the cops on him. But I got to tell you, if he'd have gone and become a politician or a corporate leader, he could have been a world ruler, because he has this attitude of, I'm going to be a god, I'm going to run your life. And that's the type of people that end up being in power is people that are absolutely weak and crave dominating others. So, as I say many times, we see news articles, we see events that become kind of skeleton keys or Rosetta Stones to understand a lot. Elliot Rogers' parents warned police weeks before the mass shooting. But it's just in the case of the Aurora shooter, and that was government all the way. We've gone over that ad nauseum. I mean, that is cut and dry, a staged event. Probably wasn't even the actual shooter there. And then you look at Sandy Hook, that's totally staged. I don't know if this is staged. He looks like he's acting in this video, but narcissist nutballs, homicidal narcissists come off like this because it is this image of themselves. That's why most actors are narcissists. And we have a lot of artificial narcissism in this very sick, decadent society we've entered. But Hunger Games connection to Sandy Hook and Aurora raises conspiracy theories. That's the Examiner. I'm not going there yet. If it turns out he was on the CIA payroll like Tamerlan Tsarnaev, the supposed mastermind of the Boston bombings, and if it turns out he had cover names and things, and if it turns out there were drills, you know, then I'll start saying it looks like it's a staged event. But this sick culture stages stuff on its own. There are a lot of sick people out there. And the reason we have guns, notice it was police had to take this guy out. I guarantee he pulls this somewhere in Texas, he's going to get taken out real quick by citizens before the cops even get there. and the statistics show that. We're going to break it all down straight ahead. Oh, by the way, it's up on drudgereport.com, our article. A lot of people are thinking he's sexy now. Hi, folks. Alex Jones.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Think, just let me think.
Expect even now, orders are being shouted into telephones and men with guns will soon be on their way.
This chance is set.
Damn it! Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and subverting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
And we are live, ladies and gentlemen, on this Sunday, the 25th day of May, 2014. And we have a lot of obviously vital news to cover here today. First and foremost will be the new massive attack on the Second Amendment, trying to create collective guilt of all American gun owners for what appears to be a narcissistic, spoiled, demonic, sickening, full of himself, pus-filled son of the director of the Hunger Games pig, Elliot Rodger, who went out and stabbed three people to death and shot four other people to death. Oh, but you have to dig into the police reports and the police press conference to the sheriff's department's press conference in Santa Barbara. The police were telling the truth about it. Almost half the people that were killed with a knife. But you're not going to hear a lot about that because they haven't gotten us ready to ban knives yet. They are making people get licenses in some cities in England, and they're trying to get a nationwide law passed that to have a butcher knife, you have to have a license. Because obviously it's butcher knives that kill tens of thousands of people every year in England, not criminals. The butcher knives come out at night on their own and go around. It's like in Japan and China where they've got guns basically banned. Every few weeks you hear about somebody on a rampage that kills 10, 14 people, 16 people. It's ridiculous. Some homicidal killer, by the way, is not going to follow a law banning a knife or banning a gun. They're going to get them. They're going to use them. And it's places like Southern California, it's Chicago, New York, D.C., where they have the most restrictive gun laws in the nation that you have the highest crime rates. And I know you as an audience know that. I know you as an audience know that the Justice Department 2 years ago released numbers that they tried to hide, that since 1992 there's been a 52% violent crime drop nationwide. And that is mainly, and they have to admit that, due to concealed carry proliferating nationwide. Within 2 years in Florida, in the 90s, of them passing concealed carry, carjackings went down 97%. Look it up. Kennesaw, Georgia passed a law making you own a gun. Crime rate dropped 90%+. Texas, after concealed carry, overall crime dropped 20%+. Carjackings became almost unknown. Remember all the carjackings in the 80s and 90s? You don't hear about those anymore, do you? Unless it's Chicago or New York. Because you try to carjack most people in Texas, they will blow your butt off. And having the citizens armed is just like having more cops on the street. The criminals don't like it. And they know. If you're driving a pickup truck in Texas, you get left alone, folks, because the criminals know statistically somebody driving a pickup truck is going to have a gun. That's well known in the criminal circles that they hit a hippie. They'll go after some woman in a little car. They'll go after folks with Obama stickers on their cars because they know you're a chump and you want to be victimized. There's a lot of facets to this story. Quite frankly, even though it's tragic, seven people being killed. I mean, over a million Iraqis, the British Medical Journal said, since 2003 have died from the war or complications from it. That's 1,000,001, actually. 1,100,000 people have died. And that's like, oh, that's collateral damage, no big deal. You know, it's a good war. And, you know, after all, Saddam launched 9/11. No, it was actually Saudi Arabia, but whatever. Just ignore that. Whatever. 1,000,000+ people dead. That's okay. But then seven people die, and you would think watching CNN, MSNBC, and the rest of the state-run media that the end of the world happened. Now, you watch. It's going to come out that this guy was on some type of psychotropic drugs. It's going to come out that he was a big liberal. Guaranteed. I mean, you can just listen to him. And the spoiled brat in a what looks like a late model BMW. In designer shirts, his dad was one of the main directors on the Hunger Games. That's confirmed. And he's such a sniveling coward that he was constantly calling the police on people that lived with him, saying they'd stolen candles from him and stuff. And he'd attack somebody and they fought back. He'd call the cops on him. The guy, you're not meant to breed. That's why the women don't want you, is because you're a coward and a jellyfish and a piece of trash. The alleged shooter. I don't know if he really did the shooting, probably did, but I know this. The video we're about to play of the reported alleged Santa Barbara shooter is, when I say trendy, this is what I'm talking about.
After I've annihilated every single girl in the sorority house, I'll take to the streets of Isla Vista and slay every single person I see there. All those popular kids who live such lives of hedonistic pleasure while I've had to rot in loneliness for all these years. They've all looked down upon me every time I tried to go out and join them. They've all treated me like a mouse. Well, now I will be a god compared to you. You will all be animals. You are animals, and I will slaughter you like animals. I'll be a god, exacting my retribution on all those who deserve it. And you do deserve it.
Man, this guy deserved to have his ass kicked, excuse my French, I mean, before he ever did any of this. And that's that person's problem, is that he was so sheltered and so insecure. I mean, not a bad-looking young man overall, driving a BMW. I mean, when I was 22 years old, I could pick up unlimited, you know, three girls a day if I wanted to. I have no idea these type of these weirdo guys who just have zero success with women, and then they're so hateful to towards everyone out there because they have the issue and the women pick up on the creepiness. Now, after he reportedly committed this atrocity, and the story's up on Infowars.com, and it's also up on PrisonPlanet.com, after this reportedly happened, and he's now been killed by the police, reportedly, in death, girls and boys swoon over Santa Barbara mass murderer. And DrudgeReport.com has massive coverage of this and has a link to that story if you just want to find it right there. It's also up on PrisonPlanet.com. And they're going, oh, it's so sexy. And something I pick up on with so-called progressives, so-called liberals, is that they love the slasher films, they love murder films, they love abortion, they love Saw. I'm the producer of Saw, Mark Berg. They love all this stuff, except when it really happens. But at a far now, they're just swooning over how sexy he is because, you know, he went out and killed all these people. You can read their tweets in the article. We're going to break it all down from every angle coming up.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security while sticking their hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
And you're listening to the Sunday live transmission. We're also here weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, Infowars.com. Follow us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones. And now at Infowars. Let me just read you some of these headlines. California shooting exploited by SPLC and feminist. Hunger Games connection to Sandy Hook and Aurora raises conspiracy theories. That was an article from last year. Now it turns out that there's a connection to this with him being the second director on the Hunger Games, the father, who now the AP is reporting warned, the family warned that he was planning something to the police. Again, here's NBC News. Rampage in College Town began with stabbings. They believe he stabbed and killed three people before going and shooting and killing four more, wounding at least seven others. But, again, that's just buried that he used a knife to kill the first three people. He looks like an incredibly cowardly little jellyfish. I'm surprised he could kill three people with a knife. That takes some will. I don't know. We're going to investigate this, folks. It does stink pretty bad, but we'll continue to track it. He could have thought he was shooting a spoof for a film, being egged on by a handler or somebody that, quote, wound him up. That's what they call it in psyops. And then he shows up to be part of it. They shoot and kill people and blame him. I'm not saying that's what happened, but that's what happened with Sirhan and RFK. Even the police report basically says that from L.A. So this stuff's gone on before. I'm not saying it isn't real right now. In fact, my listeners are on Infowars.com in the comments pretty mad since we had articles up yesterday saying that I'm not immediately jumping to that conclusion. If it turns out they had a drill of this happening at the same time, same place, if it turns out he was on the CIA payroll like Tamerlan Tsarnaev, the supposed mastermind of the Boston bombings, if it turns out there was a stand down, if it turns out a top Air Force psychiatrist in psychological warfare is the psychiatrist for the shooter, like it was in Aurora, then I will start to think some things are going. By the way, it turned out he was a big fan, their reporting, we'll put it back on screen, of American Psycho. He mimicked American Psycho. He wanted to be a star, killer. Killer virgin acted out a film role because he felt like a failure in reality, says criminologist. Yeah, that's what a lot of mentally ill people do, is they'll pick up on a film or a book, and then they will basically follow that as their script. But then it's hard to distinguish from mind control, because in mind control, they put you in an artificially mentally ill space and then use something, a book or a film, to program as well. So that's why it's very hard to differentiate. But you look at Aurora, ladies and gentlemen, it is extremely, extremely nailed down that that was a staged event and that the person that did the shooting was not even the person that really did do the shooting. Director's son kills six, wounds seven. Elliot Roger, the 22-year-old son of director Peter Roger. Both Aurora, Sandy Hook, and now this have connections. In Sandy Hook, the writer of the novels lives there. I mean, this is just getting weirder and weirder and weirder by the minute. Father of rampage victim. When will this insanity stop, he says to CNN. He was really a great kid whose death has left our family lost and broken, Richard Martinez said of his son. Our family has a message for every parent out there. You don't think it will happen to your child until it does, the visibly emotional parent said, his voice raising to a shout in obvious agony. Why did Chris die? Chris died because of a craven, means, I guess, cowardly, irresponsible politicians and the NRA. They talk about gun rights. What about Chris's right to live? He continued. Well, what about my right to not be stabbed by killers or shot by killers? What about my right to protect myself, sir? I'm sorry you lost your son. But it's the society that produces sickos like Elliot Rodger is the reason your son's dead. Over 200,000 people die in car wrecks every year. A third of them or more are under the age of 22. Because a lot of wrecks are young people who don't know how to drive. Parents don't think their kid's going to die in a car wreck till it happens. Are you going to blame cars? You don't think you're going to die in a house fire till it happens. I mean, thousands die a year getting fistfights and fall down and hit their heads. Suicide with a firearm is one of the least common ways to die. I'm just tired of the perception that guns are doing this and gun owners are doing it. I will not apologize for your son's death, Mr. Martinez. I'm sorry for your son's death and your loss, but I had nothing to do with it, and I will not take the collective blame of the PSYOP for some sick freak who allegedly killed your son and stabbed other people. I have nothing to do with that. I've never committed a crime with a gun. My guns make us safer, statistically. Don't you blame me anymore. Let's play the father. Here it is.
Chris was a really great kid. Ask anyone who knew him. His death has left our family lost and broken. Why did Chris die? Chris died because of craven, irresponsible politicians and the NRA. They talk about gun rights. What about Chris's right to live? When will this insanity stop?
When will the insanity stop that you have? Mexico has total gun ban for citizens, highest crime rate in the world. When will it stop? The citizens armed themselves in one state 5 years ago. It spread to a bunch of states. The crime rates have plunged in those areas because the local farmers and ranchers that got guns illegally in the U.S. are not using the guns to rob people. They've used it to stop the criminals and the government. So now the Mexican government said, okay, I guess we can start arming rural communities. It'll stop when we hit rock bottom, Mr. Martinez, like Mexico. When will 25, 30 deaths a week, sometimes a weekend in Chicago, stop? When the gun ban ends. So that's what we're talking about here. I'm going to tell you right now, how dare you try to collectively blame gun owners for your son's death and say, when will the insanity stop? How dare you ignore the statistics? A 52% drop in violent crime since massive gun ownership increased in the last 20 years, Justice Department's own numbers. I mean, I'll say it. How dare you? I did nothing to your son. Nothing. I'm a gun owner, and I'm sick of collectively hearing gun owners cause the dead people at Sandy Hook. No. And I reject it. The so-called left pushes guilt, and then well-meaning people like Mr. Martinez pick it up in their pain. So how dare the people that are manipulating Mr. Martinez? They're the real problem here. I'm sad for Mr. Martinez, but I will not take any of the guilt. It's like, support Obamacare or you're racist. That's what Senator Jay Rockefeller said this week. We played the clip Friday. You know, support turning your guns in or you're with the KKK. They said that all over the news. The NRA was founded at the end of the Civil War to arm newly freed blacks to fight the Klan. We will no longer take the lies. We're going to come back and break down other facets of this and take your calls. We're live, folks. Stay with us.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion for Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us the sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me. Meet the real me. My misfits way of life. Your black past is my most valued possession.
Dave Mustaine.
Insight is always
fellow patriot, bringing us in.
Still a bit fuzzy. Speak of mutually assured destruction. Nice story. Time. Patriot got ya.
Elliot Roger, son of Hunger Games director, vowed to slaughter women who rejected him. What a creep. Absolutely disgusting. And CNN's answer and the Southern Poverty Law Center's answer is blame gun owners and restrict the Second Amendment. Well, you've got some of the worst restrictions in the country in Southern California. And did it stop a cop, Dorner, going on a rampage and killing people? No, it took people with guns to stop him. And it was people with guns to stop this guy. Because it's a good guy with a gun to stop a bad guy with a gun. And the places where you've got less good guys with guns, like New York, Chicago, L.A., D.C., you name it, is where you have the highest crime rates. And I know I keep hammering that. It's disgusting to watch the media preying on these parents who are living out in California. They chose to live with a higher crime rate. They chose to live in the victim disarmament zone. They chose to live in the heart of narcissism and mental illness. I like Central and Northern California, but Southern California is la-la land, folks. And I will not be blamed. I will not sit back and watch Fox Sports and CNN say that the NRA is the new KKK when they were founded to fight the KKK. I mean, I'm just tired of it. And I'm not going to hear a bunch of fascists like Obama tell me that they're liberals when Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. I'm a liberal. I want more personal freedom, more property rights, lower taxes, more family rights, not a bigger government. And no amount of government is going to stop what's happening in this country. We shouldn't be blaming the knife or the gun he used to do this. He killed 40%. I don't know, it was 3 out of 7. 37%. He almost killed half the people with a knife. No discussion of banning knives. It's the exact same thing with a gun. I want to take your calls. I want to play his full 7-minute disgusting manifesto right now and comment over it, and then we'll get into other facets of it. But the full coverage is at InfoWars.com. The most disgusting thing I've seen so far, and it's all over Twitter and Facebook, is now all these girls who get into death and vampires and murder. I mean, I always noticed that so-called leftists are so into death, murder, torture, killing, they think it's sexy and powerful until it happens to them or someone they know. But then at a far, there's all these guys, too, all these gay guys going, oh, he's so sexy, and all these girls. No one looks at their profile. They're like, ooh, he's sexy, ooh. So he got what he wanted. You know, so many women won't go after a real man who treats them well but strong. They'll go after some fake thug punk. And it's disgusting, to say the least. But don't worry. Southern Poverty Law Center and others are openly trying to blame gun owners collectively. Let's go ahead and go to the YouTube manifesto posted the day before he reportedly went on the rampage of Elliot Roger. It's really hard to listen to. Watching it is over-the-top bizarre. Here it is.
Hi, Elliot Roger here.
Hi.
Well, this is my last video. It all has to come to this.
Because you're a spoiled brat punk.
Tomorrow is the day of retribution.
He had everything given to him as a rich kid.
The day in which I will have my revenge against humanity.
What do you call it, CJ? What's the term you coined?
For the last 8 years of my life.
Affluenza.
Ever since I've hit puberty.
Affluenza.
I've been forced to endure an existence of loneliness, rejection, and unfulfilled desire.
Go buy a hooker if you got to, you punk.
Girls have never been attracted to me. Girls gave their affection and sex and love to other men, but never to me.
So I'm going to kill them.
I'm 22 years old, and I'm still a virgin.
Oh, my gosh.
I've never even kissed a girl.
Oh, my gosh.
I've been through college for 2.5 years. More than that, actually. And I'm still a virgin.
Well, walk in a room of women and ask 10 of them out, 3 of them will go out with you.
College is the time when everyone experiences those things such as sex and fun and pleasure.
What a spoiled punk, man. This is what the bubble society does.
Rot and loneliness. It's not fair.
So you're going to kill a bunch of random people.
You girls have never been attracted to me. I don't know why you girls aren't attracted to me. But I will punish you all for it.
Because you're a slimy piece of crap, that's why.
It's an injustice, a crime. Because I don't know what you don't see in me. I'm the perfect guy.
I'd like to take a baseball bat to his face.
And all these obnoxious men. Instead of me.
A twerp.
A supreme gentleman.
What a creep, man.
I will punish all of you for it.
Listen to this narcissist. Listen to that evil laugh.
On the day of retribution, I am going to enter the hottest sorority house of UCSB. And I will slaughter every single spoiled, stuck-up, blonde slut I see inside there.
Every stuck-up, blonde slut he sees in there. I mean, listen to this attitude, and if you can't see it, if you're not watching us on Infowars.com/show or PrisonPlanet.tv right now, when he talks about he's going to kill everybody, he looks back and forth and really gets off on that. A coward wanting to kill innocent women, and this is where you get a Lenin, a Stalin, a Hitler, a Mao. These type of people a lot of times get into power, and they want power and control over everyone who's been successful on their own. That's what collectivists do, by the way. They get together as an army of scum to take over and make you do what they say. How many times have you heard me say that? This guy is the poster child for it. Elliot Rogers' parents were desperately hunting for their son during deadly shooting spree. Another sheltered, spoiled millionaire kid. Guaranteed he was in counseling and on drugs. I bet my right arm is going to come out. Let's go back to the spoiled demon. Here it is.
All those girls that I've desired so much, they would have all rejected me and looked down upon me as an inferior man if I ever made a sexual advance towards them.
Well, you don't make a sexual advance up front, idiot.
While they throw themselves at...
I don't think his dad taught him anything.
Groups. I'll take great pleasure in slaughtering all of you.
Oh, man.
You will finally see that I am, in truth, the superior one.
Ugh. To have three children, anybody that has children, you just hate predators like this. It's biological. Listening, giggling. I've really... Oh, boy, I tell you. Yes.
After I've annihilated every single girl in the sorority...
What a tough guy.
I'll take to the streets of Isla Vista and slay every single person.
Well, you got slayed by the police.
All those popular kids who live such lives of hedonistic pleasure.
I bet money this guy cried for mommy when he was bleeding out.
They've all looked down upon me every time I tried to go out and join them. They've all treated me like a mouse.
Ugh.
Well, now I will be a god compared to you.
A god.
You will all be animals.
That's what Ray Kurzweil and all of them say, is they're going to be gods. We're going to come back. I'm going to give the number out when we come back. We're going to open the phones up. I want your take on this. What do you think of this piece of garbage? Are gun owners to blame? Should we turn our guns in so guys like this can stab us at will? Should we ban all butcher knives? 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Stay with us.
This is Scottish John for Infowars.com. I know that most of you here in this commercial already know about the New World Order, eugenics, and all the other issues covered here at Infowars. The question is, do your friends and family know? If not, then I want to know why. Oh, I know it's tough to talk about this with some people. They might call you names, or they just want to talk about sports or soap operas. I say, so what? There's a battle going on out there right now. The ammunition is information, and the soldiers are you. It's time to transform your game from passive listener to active participant. We from Scotland have had our skin in this game for the greater part of the last 1,000 years, and I'm still fighting. If we don't all stand up right now, we're going to lose everything. The InfoWar is worldwide. Tell your friends about InfoWars and let them know that InfoWars doesn't print bull. It's real journalism and news backed up by documented facts. Step up and take your friends and family to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and PlanetInfoWars.com. The truth will set them free.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You want to stop mass shootings? Arm the general population. You want to stop the hijackings? Arm the pilots. You trust them to fly the airplane, the ultimate flying weapon. You want to have a free society? Empower the general public. You want tyranny? Only allow centralized government to be armed. And you will create a hell like North Korea every single time. All right, we got loaded phone lines. Ian in Santa Barbara, JD in California, Ryan in El Paso, Rob in Michigan, Joseph in North Carolina, Bill in Florida, Jesse in Texas, Ronnie in Texas, Jerry in Georgia, Peter in Las Vegas, Robin in Oklahoma, Patricia in Arizona. If you just joined us, Elliot Roger, the son of one of the Hunger Games directors, a spoiled brat driving what looks like a brand new BMW, was whining that he would make sexual advances on women and that he didn't have any luck. Well, I mean, that's because you're just a sheltered brat sicko who then was in such a sick society that he reportedly... And it looks like he is the shooter. Now, they say alleged, but, I mean, there's a bunch of witnesses. The police are basically saying he's the shooter. And it's just disgusting. I mean, and there's more and more of these people. There's less violent crime because so many people are armed. The criminals are scared. But there's statistically more, if you profile it, weirdo, spoiled brat guys that look and act just like this punk who have rich parents who are video game heads and on psychiatric medication. I bet it comes out he's a video game shoot-em-up head and on psychotropics. That's the profile. Already the rich kid, you know, syndrome. And I'm not knocking, you know, somebody if you're a rich kid. The point is the trust fund kids, the phenomenon of the spoiled brats, it's unbelievable. We're putting on screen FBI statistics right now showing a 52% drop in violent crime since 92. Some of the most accurate statistics out there. So I'm not taking the blame for this. I'm going to go back to the rest of his manifesto later and play the end of the sickening tape, but the video is up on Infowars.com. California shooting exploited by SPLC and so-called feminist. Oh, my gosh. You know, a man went and killed women because he hated women. Let's ban guns. No, let's arm women. That's the ultimate empowerment. I have two daughters. I couldn't imagine them growing up not knowing how to shoot guns and protect themselves and then moving away from home on college or a job and, you know, having to sit there and wait for some bigger, stronger man to attack them or rape them. No, they know how to use guns and they're going to have guns and we're going to keep this country somewhat free and they're going to have guns to protect themselves. We don't live in fear like most radio stations or networks of shooters coming to our studios because media is a target. Half the people that work here got concealed carry. I got a gun under the counter right here, underneath my broadcast studio. 357 Magnum. I could have a you know, even more high-powered, high-capacity handgun, but I like the revolver 7-shot 357 because it's a high-powered, basically rifle round, high penetration, high kill rate. I'm extremely accurate with it. I can shoot bullseye at 75 yards with it, and it's not going to malfunction, and it's right here. And I've had one in my studio since I broadcasted from my own studios since 1997. And guess what? It hadn't snuck out and killed anybody. But we're not going to just sit here and get on our knees if somebody comes to our offices with a gun and wants to play games. Somebody's got a gun waving around. I'm going to get to a knee or get to cover, and I'm going to not even think. I'm going to shoot center of mass until my gun is unloaded. Real simple. Real simple. Because I'm a lover, not a fighter. I'm not starting fights. I don't want to shoot anybody, but I'm going to go home at the end of the day. You know what? I don't fall close in my car, and I wear my seatbelt, because I know every day that's what's dangerous to driving that truck. Statistically, it's a lot more dangerous than people with guns. Hundreds of times more. Honeybees are more dangerous than mass shootings. Look it up. So that's what I'm breaking down here today. But the whole thing is bizarre. And I want to get your take on it. But Elliot Rogers' parents warned police weeks before mass shooting. Every time, you know, they say he's planning something, nothing could be done. And my issue is, hey, this is the way the world is. There's always going to be bad, crazy people. They got serial killers everywhere. I want to know, though, if you disagree with me, how many leftists do you know that are obsessed with serial killers, murder, death, think it's cute, think it's sexy, have death memorabilia everywhere, and, you know, they're on my website. They're on, I mean, on Infowars.com, and in the tweet, Drudge picked it up, you know, saying how sexy he is, guys and girls. Boy, they really think he's cool. There's all these women that marry psychopaths, marry murderers, marry serial killers, marry child abusers while they're in prison. I mean, there's a really sick society out there. Now they've just revealed he was diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome, a form of autism. He lived in a luxury California home, told you this was coming out, just broke minutes ago, with family and drove a BMW. Grandmother was very disturbed and had mental health issues. Guaranteed he was under psychiatric care. I said that 40-something minutes ago when the show started, 50-something minutes ago. I said it repeatedly this hour. And they're going to seal his medical records. I will bet you any amount of money that he's on multiple serotonin reuptake inhibitors or antipsychotics. Remember a few years ago, there was a guy in a Walmart with no criminal record that people said was walking around like a zombie with a handgun. And the cop goes in to confront him, and the guy shoots him. I mean, I'm not going to tell cops their business, but if I hear there's a guy walking around with a gun, he's not even robbing a Walmart, He's obviously out of his mind. I'm going to not get in the view of this guy. I mean, that's when you, quite frankly, get behind somebody and say, drop your gun or I'm going to shoot, and just shoot him right in the back the second they don't drop it. Well, he killed that police officer who responded, who was also a veteran. Memorial Day come up tomorrow. Terrible loss. But the minute I heard it, I said he's going to be on some type of antipsychotic or some kind of, and sure enough, he was on, what was it? It's the sleeping pill that's also makes the troops go crazy. What's it called?
It was on Ambien.
Ambien, yeah. And it turned out one other deal. I didn't even know who he was. I mean, I'm no rocket scientist, but when somebody with no criminal record is walking around like a zombie and doesn't know who they are, they're on drugs, folks. And I bet you a lot of money this guy was on drugs. Prozac-type drugs put you in a dream state. They're in the hallucinogen family. They're psychotropic. This guy probably thought he was American Psycho. So here I'm calling him all these names and saying he's a terrible person. He is a spoiled brat punk. But, I don't know, let's just go to your calls. I'm going to take a ton of them in the next hour and get to so much other news. It just really makes me want to throw up that as gun owners, we're being blamed. As usual, I'm sick of it. I haven't done anything. And I'm tired of it. Let's go ahead and talk to Ian in Santa Barbara, where this all happened. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
What you guys are doing. I appreciate everything. I'm calling in just to give my two cents as a citizen in Santa Barbara. Like, I did an interview last year with Jakari about, actually, I was committed on a 5150 for somebody, my mom making up some things about me. And it just kind of surprises me this kid wasn't taken away at the very least to...
Well, he had rich parents. He had rich parents.
That's basically the conclusion I've reached, is that because I'm poor and I don't have any family, that they just didn't want to touch this kid because he's got a Beamer, and that, you know, if you got a Beamer, then to the cops, that's polite.
No, that's what the cops said. They said he was polite to us.
He's polite because he's rich, you know? That's what I'm getting at, is that to the police, at least here in town locally, I could say, living here and growing up here, that's the attitude of the police. You know, if you've got money, leave them alone. We don't want any problems with lawyers. And if you're
well, poor, you know, statistically, it's true, though, that rich people commit at least less retail ground level fraud. They commit more white collar fraud, but the police have learned to profile, because, quite frankly, usually it's accurate. Usually a nerd in a BMW is not a threat.
Affluenza
is an issue. No, in this narrow area,
a firearm, you know,
in this very narrow spectrum, this is the profile of these shooters: a chicken-necked weirdo, goth, devil-type, rich kid, obsessed with death, mad at girls like Harrison Kleibold. Maybe that's why I'm so happy. Yeah. I mean, I'm not bragging. Girls just always love me. Go ahead. What? I'm sorry.
A red light.
Do what, brother?
Earlier in the day, I was coming back from Home Depot on Friday afternoon, and I saw him running a red light in his Beamer. And I only remember because I thought to myself, you know, who is this fucking looker? Who is this little pod running a red light?
Listen, I appreciate your call. We're going to be right back, ladies and gentlemen. We shall return on the other side of this quick break, and I'll try to cycle through more of your calls. JD, Brian, Rob, Joseph, Bill, Jesse, Ronnie, Jerry, Peter, Robin, Patricia, your calls are all coming up straight ahead, and a bunch of other news we haven't gotten to yet. How dare them blame the Second Amendment and the right to self-defense? Your right to self-defense is not a crime. It's a right.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.